Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A victory for religious freedom. Jack Phillips wins again against the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. We're going to be talking about his case and the implications of this conflict on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, now Jack Phillips again has won a second time before the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. As you know, this commission filed a discrimination claim against him and pursued it when he refused originally to bake a wedding cake specifically designed to celebrate a same-sex marriage. That case went all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission had a hostility toward religion and dismissed that charge against him. Well, it didn't take long after that, Matt, that he was set up again. And somebody who is a so-called transgender came to him, testing him, and they wanted him to bake a cake that had one color on the inside and one color on the outside, blue versus pink or pink versus blue, to symbolize this person's so-called transgenderism. Jack Phillips refused again, and the case went again before the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, and now that commission has dropped this second charge.
Yeah, and we need to understand here, I have spoken, held accountable the Colorado Civil Rights Commission at a public forum when they refused to target a homosexual baker who would not put a Bible verse on a cake, but targeted specifically Jack Phillips for his Christian faith and beliefs. This Colorado Civil Rights Star Chamber, all but one, are openly homosexual. They are, I think, a microcosm of the larger LGBT agenda. They're anti-Christian bigots, and they're bullies. And they, again, for a second time, after the humiliating loss in the Supreme Court and the tremendous victory for religious liberty, they decided to continue to harass and target Jack Phillips. So this is yet again another tremendous victory.
You know, and I just think this is a very courageous man. I mean, he put up with a lot originally before the case went to Supreme Court. That was 40% of his business was wedding cakes, so he had to stop doing that. And then again, he was turned right around and slapped with another suit. But he persevered, and his faith just shines brightly because of this.
And you know, it's not because they've had a change of heart. It's not because this commission has, quote, seen the light and repented and changed, because they continued even after the U.S. Supreme Court decision, which actually said comments made by some people on that commission demonstrated open hostility toward religion, and that could not be countenanced under the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. After they said that, the commission last year at a June 2018 meeting, remember that this decision was handed down the first Monday in June.
Yeah, you were actually there, weren't you?
I was there when
the
decision was handed down.
That was an exciting day. Yeah.
It was an exciting day. It was quite amazing. It wasn't anticipated that they were going to do it at the beginning of June. Everyone thought, including myself, that it would be toward the end of June. But anyway, they handed this decision down. So, same month. The Colorado Civil Rights Commission gets together to discuss the Supreme Court's opinion. Get this. Now, instead of saying, we made a mistake, we're sorry, one of the people, Diane Rice, a previous member of the commission, she made a statement in 2015, and here's the statement. I'll read it. This was the statement that the Supreme Court focused on and said, this is impermissible. This is what she said in 2015. Quote, I would also like to reiterate what we said in the hearing, in the last meeting, concerning Jack Phillips. Freedom of religion and religion has been used to justify all kinds of discrimination throughout history, whether it be slavery, whether it be the Holocaust, whether it be, I mean, we can list hundreds of situations where freedom of religion has been used to justify discrimination. And to me, it is one of the most despicable pieces of rhetoric that people can use to use their religion to hurt others. And now that is a very hostile statement, Matt. So they get together after the Supreme Court, and instead of apologizing for that kind of statement, here's what one of them said. Another commissioner said, in fact, quote, "I support her comments. I don't think she said anything wrong," stated Rita Lewis, one of the commissioners.
Uh-huh.
And another one said, "I also very much stand behind her statements. I was actually proud of what she said, and I agree with her. I think it was the right thing," said Carol Fabrizio.
Yeah.
Now, another commissioner. So they didn't back down. They still have this open, outright hostility toward Christians.
And what does the Bible say? Pride cometh before the fall. And we know we always hear about gay pride. Yeah. Boy, is that appropriate. And God hates pridefulness. He hates pride. And he doesn't hate homosexual people, but he hates all forms of pride, especially pride in one's own sin. And here, Lewis was taking pride in her, and the other commissioners were taking pride in anti-Christian bigotry.
Yeah.
And make no mistake, when she says in the original statement that the Supreme Court condemned to use their religion to hurt others, she's not talking about slavery. Yes, there were some people who misused scripture in order to justify slavery. And let's not forget, it was the party of Lincoln, the Republicans, who freed the slaves. But now she's tying that into today, into Jack Phillips' conscientious objection to violating biblical principles in scripture and disobeying God in order to use his talents to celebrate sin.
Yeah, she's saying that what you're doing is no different than people who were supporting the Holocaust or were silent during the Holocaust, or those who misused religion to support slavery. She doesn't obviously say that there were so many religious leaders that actually opposed the Holocaust and slavery. She's just focusing on a very narrow piece of history. But at any rate, she compares that to Jack Phillips. And that's what the Supreme Court said. That is impermissible. So when it goes back to them, they don't back down. In fact, what they did was, this transgender knows that this commission is favorable to this LGBT agenda against religious freedom, and filed a complaint, went to Jack Phillips, said, "I want to bake a cake. I'm transgender. Want to celebrate my, quote, transition. I want the cake to be one color on the inside and one color on the outside, so that when you cut it, you'll see there's a transition." Jack Phillips knew exactly what the meaning is that they were wanting him to be forced to do. He said, "No, I can't do it." So they filed a complaint, and it went back to the same commission. Well, you know what? This time, Jack Phillips sued the commission. So it's not like they just voluntarily said, "You know what? It's not good for us to do this because there's no cause of action." The commission, by the way, is going to have to pay lots of attorney's fees for their violation originally. And they're probably looking at their budget and saying, "I don't think we have it in the budget to actually get into this battle again. So let's just drop this charge."
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just compare their actions and their attitude to Jack Phillips, who is a strong believer, doesn't hate anyone, has just humbly having his baking his cakes and having his bakery there, you know, but has been attacked countless times by this organization and others as well.
And not just the organization. Keep in mind, Colorado has Governor Polis, who is an openly homosexual activist governor here in the state. So religious liberty is in the crosshairs still in Colorado.
Yeah, so praise God for this victory.
Yeah, and I've met Jack Phillips many times. He is a humble individual, loves the Lord, never thought he would be the center of this kind of a controversy.
Right.
He's just
standing up for his faith, you know?
And through his work, he's glorifying God.
Right.
He doesn't just throw a cake in the oven and pop it out and that's it. He puts himself into
his heart and soul in these cakes.
Exactly. Yeah. Expressing a message to help the bride and groom celebrate this momentous occasion.
Right.
And he can't actually do that to celebrate something that's contrary to God's design for marriage. Good victory here. But you know what? This battle is not over. This will continue. We're involved in so many of them. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support. Get involved and learn about these issues, and your voice can make a difference. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Right there on the top of the website, you can click one of the buttons there, and you can subscribe to our various emails and our newsletters and learn other information about your family, faith, and freedom. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.